This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bill Maher described the Democrats' convention like watching a telethon at 2 a.m. in the morning. I said this. I told you guys it was like the Fabulous Baker Boys, that scene where the two brothers that are in their tuxes and they got these grand pianos and they're doing a telethon for a kid, a high school kid who broke his leg. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I should say welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back for those who heard me the other day. Welcome to the show for those of you who listen to me routinely, and I thank you for that. Anyway, we talked a lot about the Democrats' convention that turned into a multi-train derailment, but what about the Republicans? I have ideas around what might happen in the Republican convention that's coming up. But first, let's see what might be leaking out about Biden and the black community. This is a clip that's been circulating for a bit, and I'm going to tell you something. It's symptomatic of what black folks think about Biden that the media is not telling you, and it's the same delusion that apparently Democrats want to repeat in 2016. But here's some black people from Joe Biden's neck of the woods talking about him.
Joe Biden doesn't do nothing here. I live on East 28th Street, right across the street from the projects. And I've never seen Joe Biden a day in my life, never, to come to Delaware and do anything. It's lies. It's all lies. What is he going to 4 years. Donald Trump's been in the office for 4 years cleaning up their mess for over hundreds of years. It's not his fault. This is their politicians. This is the change. Donald Trump is the change for us.
That's right.
For the people. Yeah. What they need to know.
Now, let me tell you something, folks, listening to that clip of these young black men from Delaware. That was a guy on the passenger side who got asked a question by a white reporter, and that's what he said. And you can hear in the background, dude on the other side going, yeah, exactly. This is not, he was not driving a Ferrari. He was not driving a Lexus or a Tesla. This guy was driving, it looked like a Ford, like a Grand Prix or something. It was an old car. In other words, this ain't a silver spoon black dude. He talks about, I grew up, I live right across the street from the hood, which means he lives in the hood. Maybe just one onion peel away, but as they say, you peel back the onion, you get more onion. This is not some silver spoon black kid. This is a dude that just gets stopped on the street that says, shoot, man, don't even talk to me about no Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. This is the wake-up call you need. This is the type of thing you need to get you energized. You come to listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. It ain't about me. There are millions of me out there. Millions of young black people that are tired of this. They, as the old saying goes, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And they know Biden ain't nothing but rhetoric. There's a video circulating of what Biden said in 2008 and what he's saying in 2020. 16 years later, and Dan Scavino cuts this video, and it is Biden literally doing the same speech with the words slightly rewritten. That's what Biden offers to black folks, is more of the same, more rhetoric. This is a guy who was supposed to have replenished all this, the mask and other supplies for H1N1 after that debacle, did nothing. He was supposed to be working on a cure for cancer, did nothing. This is a guy who's been given task, and he does nothing except feather his nest, except work, try to get his crackhead son big deals in Ukraine and China. Well, meanwhile, America suffers from an opiate addiction, and what did Biden do? Nothing. What did Barack Obama do? What about prescription drugs that he talked about? What about pre-existing conditions and the issues with Obamacare? Most of the people that had that stupid piece of legislation that Joe Biden said was a big effing deal were too afraid to use it because it was too expensive. Yet, he says, from 2008 to 2020, we're going to lower the cost of prescription drugs. They haven't just lowered the cost of prescription drugs. We're going to lower the price of your premiums for hospitalization. None of it. Not a single thing this guy said has been done. But he wants to be president. And guess what? These leftist, demented zombies want him to be, not because they think he's qualified, not because they think he's dreamy and sexy like baby black Jesus, but only because you decided that you were done. And those black guys said it best. Biden's done nothing here in Delaware. Trump cleaned up their mess for decades. That's what he said. I didn't put the words in his mouth. He's tired of it. And let me tell you, there are many people around this country, black, white, female, LGBT, you name it, they're tired of it. They're tired of the lies. Yeah. Bill Clinton described the Democrats' convention like watching a 2 a.m. telethon. Let me tell you, Biden is like watching a 2 a.m. telethon. The Democratic Party is like watching a 2 a.m. telethon. It is retreads of people who are anachronisms, stuck in the 1860s, stuck in the 1960s, trying to make people believe that the best country in the world is the worst country in the world. Whining, as my grandmother would say, they got a ham under each arm and they're asking for bread. You can never please them. If you try, you are losing your mind. It doesn't happen. But it's backfiring all across the way. I've been talking about it. I did a convention post-mortem. I think it's one of the funniest things we've ever talked about, because I essentially said I got the call in the morning to come look at the body, and I didn't know what I saw. I couldn't tell what it was. It was so mangled. I'm talking about the Democratic Party's body. It had been missing for decades. And it's mangled. It doesn't know. It has no. You can't identify the Democratic Party. Somebody was telling me, Kevin, it used to be they were very small differences between the Democrats and Republicans. Probably so. We all shared this one thing. We really thought we were going to be doing the best thing for America. However misguided most of their ideas are, at least we knew we were all in it for the better of the country. You know, I think everybody in America wanted to put a man on the moon when Kennedy said, we're going to get in the space race with the Russians and we're going to win it. But you can't find that level of camaraderie, that togetherness that we've had in the past. And it isn't because of us. It's because of them. Here's what the Democrats say quite often. Leo Terrell said, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. They left me. Well, I have something else I would add to that. I didn't leave America. Democrats, America left us, because we are America. They've left America. Are you out of your mind? Hey, when we come back, I'm going to talk about a friend of mine, Ivan Lee, wrote to me about what's going to happen at the convention. So we've got a little bit to discuss on that I think you will enjoy. And there's going to be some surprises.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The loss of normalcy. And yes, the loss of certainty. And while this virus touches us all, we got to be honest. It is not an equal opportunity offender. Black, Latino, and Indigenous people are suffering and dying disproportionately. And this is not a coincidence. It is the effect of structural racism, of inequities in education and technology, health care and housing, job security and transportation. The injustice in reproductive and maternal health care, in the excessive use of force by police, and in our broader criminal justice system. This virus, it has no eyes, and yet it knows exactly how we see each other and how we treat each other. And let's be clear. There is no vaccine for racism.
Jeez Louise, who put that crappy speech together? How do you, I mean, talk about so many bad metaphors. Jeez. This virus touches us all. But the loss of normalcy. You want to know where the loss of normalcy is? The loss of normalcy is when you let Democrats in charge of anything. Normal goes out the window. No more men and women, boys and girls. Now we got what? 1,023 genders? Yeah. And I don't even know. How do you define all this stuff? The new pronouns that have to get done. Here's normalcy. If you misgender somebody in California, they wanted to arrest you. If you don't believe in global climate change, they want to arrest you. Do you have any idea of the number of things that that people never recognize as racist that are now racist? Or homophobic. When you talk about, hey, listen, the other day I was out with my wife. You can't say that. That's offensive to people. And on and on. The loss of normalcy? And she discusses the loss of certainty. This was Kamala Harris's speech during the convention. I want to give up this stupid convention because I want to get into what the Republicans are going to do. Because that's going to be a lot more fun. But then all the racist things. Did you get that? Were you writing that down? Go back and get the podcast at KevinJacksonShow.com so you can jot down all the things that she's talking about as structural racism. Healthcare, use of force by police, the criminal justice system as a whole. Yeah, I wonder where all this structural racism is occurring, Kamala. They should call her Comedy Harris. Comedy Harris, because she is nothing but a comedy. Where is all this structural racism occurring? Is it in Middle Tennessee? Is it in Bodunk, Missouri? Is it in Cornfield, Iowa? Or is it in Philadelphia? Is it in Cleveland? Is it in Detroit? Is it in Atlanta? Where? Who's controlling all this systematic stuff? The healthcare system that's so bad. The police system, the criminal justice system. Where is it? Is it the feds? Unbelievable. And I love this part. The virus has no eyes. It says there's no recipe, no vaccine for racism. Yeah, and there's no vaccine for your sexism and your homophobia and your victimization. There's no vaccine for that. And you know why there's no vaccine for any of this stuff? Because Democrats make a crap load of money from it. That's why there's no vaccine. Democrats will never cure what they put on you. They'll never cure. Let me give you an idea of the hypocrisy. So teachers now are saying, we're not going back to school unless there's a cure. Governors and mayors of big cities are going, the coronavirus, Wu flu, must be cured for us to go back. Well, let me ask you this. Did there have to be a cure for the seasonal flu? Nope. Has there to be a cure for any communicable disease before a teacher will go back to school? Because I'm going to tell you what, I have four sons. It was a petri dish of things growing. The reason why I don't get sick now is because I have four kids. And them little snotty-nosed rascals went to school. They got their diseases from kids, came back, gave it to me and their mom. And that next thing you know, you're just impervious. I mean, if you want to cure Wu flu, take some of my blood. Because I'm telling you, those four rascals would bring stuff home. I was like, oh, God, again? And between that and traveling, once I got out of consulting and traveling around and talking to hundreds, if not thousands, generally thousands of people, and they come up, Kevin, sign my book. Can we get a picture? In my face. I remember one guy talking to me, and I stood there. It's three things hit my mouth. And I was like, oh, God. And you don't want to wipe. You don't want to be rude. But as soon as he got out of, turned around, I was like, yeah, I had to wipe my lips. You know, brother got some lips. Yeah. You become impervious. But these guys are, we're not going back to school unless you make Black Lives Matter, and unless you do this, and unless we cure the Wu flu, the common cold. How many people die of all these other things? I'm just telling you, normalcy, never in the history of the United States have we been so not normal because of leftists. We are normal. I'm going to tell you right now, we are totally normal. Oh, boy, what a convention. Here's what's her name? Rose McGowan, she says, I was raped by a top Democratic donor. Hillary Clinton shut down NBC's expose of HW with one call from her spokesperson. I strongly believe Joe Biden is a rapist. DNC had Bill Clinton, serial abuser of young women, Epstein and others, speak. You want me to be pro-Dem? I know more than you will ever know about their evil. You can hide behind your convenient morality. I won't. That was from Rose McGowan, who is apparently a newly woke Democrat who has moved over. Brandon Straka, I suggest you go get with Rose McGowan because she is now part of the walkaway. Why am I telling you guys this? Why did I do the first segment on these black guys talking about Joe Biden is nothing, ain't done nothing for us in Delaware? I live in the hood. I live by the projects. I've never seen Joe Biden. Why do you think that's happening? Why do you think the post of the Democratic Convention is Joe Biden has solidified his base? You want to know why the media is telling you Joe Biden has solidified his base? Do I really need to tell you? The reason why they tell you Joe Biden has solidified his base is because Joe Biden has not solidified his base. That's the way it works. And I know you knew that because you've been paying attention in class. Joe Biden is so far from solidifying his base, it's ridiculous. Bernie Sanders people are not going to vote for Joe Biden. We're launching a project, Vote in Person Project. You'll start seeing a lot about it soon. Because we are going to make sure that the number of people that show up to vote, when they bring in these mail-in ballots, we are going to go through them like a fine-tooth comb. Because the Democrats are not going to cheat their way into this election the way they tried to do the last one. Russia ain't going to be involved.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is calling on Democratic Governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, to do more to maintain order in the state after a second night of what began as peaceful protests turned into rioting and looting in the city of Kenosha. Mayor of Kenosha, John Antiramian, reminding everyone.
Our heart goes out to Jacob Blake's family. I cannot think of anything that is harder than what just occurred to them and how that impacts them. And so The commitment that I make to everyone, make to their family, to the officer and everyone else, is justice will be served, people will be held responsible for their actions, and we will know the truth.
President Trump says he will nominate Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf to assume the role on a permanent basis. You're listening to USA Radio News. Hurricane Laura is getting stronger as it works its way toward the Texas-Louisiana coast. It's likely to be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall Wednesday night or Thursday morning. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise says his state is getting ready.
Yeah, Hurricane Laura is coming in, went through Cuba, and is a big, big storm, as you said. We just had Tropical Storm Marco go through. You know, everybody here on the ground has been preparing, taking the necessary precautions. People in low-lying areas have already evacuated. So, you know, look, we've unfortunately been through this before, but these are tough, resilient people.
The RNC convention continues tonight with what you can expect. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It's day two of the Republican National Convention. First Lady Melania Trump will speak from the newly renovated White House Rose Garden, and President Trump's expected to speak sometime during the broadcast tonight as well.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talked a lot about the Democrats because we needed to do that postmortem, didn't we? Thanks for being here, folks. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. 844-551-8255. If you want to leave me a message, let me know what you think about me, the show. Me, the crew, and your friends. We're going to try to move your feet. Glad you're here. Okay, the Republican convention, we talked about it yesterday, or I gave you some ideas around it. It's day two now, and as I told you guys, we are taping this show. It's been taped in advance, but I did find an interesting story about the Republican convention, and here's what they were talking about, and this is based on yesterday. They said, Donald Trump is expected to address each night of a mostly virtual four-day RNC, Republican National Convention, with First Lady Melania Trump delivering remarks, that would be today, and Vice President Pence speaking from Fort McHenry in Maryland on Wednesday. So, you know, this they're still doing something like that. I can't imagine that they haven't rethought this a bit, though. Anyway, they say the president will accept his renomination during the White House address on Thursday, concluding with a schedule of events. Look, I get if you're going to do a presidential pep party, pep rally, and you're used to 4 days, because I've been to two Republican conventions, and you get, you know, day one, it's all sort of the pomp and circumstance, day two, the speakers, and then they got the delegates voting and all this other stuff. With this one, it's a formality. I think you could shorten it. I think you have maybe 2 days max. The junior league the day before, and the big boys the day of, and it is one big party. I hope they do it like that. I'm not even going to see it. I'm going to be so far away, I don't even want to know what's going on. I'm not going to have any connection to the world. But you will, so you can let me know how it all goes when you get back. Said, at his nomination speech at the 2020 Democrat National Convention, presidential candidate Joe Biden pledged that the U.S. would, quote, overcome this season of darkness in America and choose hope over fear, facts over fiction, and fairness over privilege. And Trump called his remarks the darkest, angriest, gloomiest convention, the event rather, and his remarks, darkest, angriest, gloomiest convention in American history. I agree. But think about what Joe Biden said. Hope over fear. He's, again, Obama-era muscle memory. We're going to do some hope here. Make America be more hopeful. Hope over fear. Facts over fiction. The king of plagiarizing, making stuff up, you know, regurgitating the same old nonsense, facts over fiction, and fairness over privilege. That was the one that really got me, that last one, when I was thinking about old Hunter. Anyway, I digress. says, but the president has relied on a persistent vision of a nation torn apart by other Americans through his campaign in the White House. In his 2016 convention address, then candidate Trump declared, I alone can fix the U.S., and months later invoked American carnage and declared America first at his inaugural address in 2017. I got to tell you, I had my batteries charged when I heard Trump, when he came out. He's like, I got this. I don't know how you guys feel, but I like knowing when a guy goes, man, this is easy. Let me tell you, I've seen this crap go on for a long time. I've got the inside scoop. I know what they've been doing to you. I got this. Have you ever been in that situation? One of my buddies, he was telling me, he said, Kev, when he served in, I think, Afghanistan or somewhere. But he talked about this guy that was part of their platoon. And I don't even remember the guy's name, but let's say it was Avery, because it was something like that. But he said, man, shoot. He said, whenever we were given assignments or anything, the cake at the fan, everybody would be like, where's Avery? this dude never got tired. He could throw you over his shoulder and run 5 miles. I mean, he goes, the dude was a beast. And he goes, we relied on him. And he goes, everybody in platoon was like, go get Avery. Avery will do it. Avery. And he was happy to do it. But he says, I've never seen a dude, you know, so athletic. So it just came, there was nothing to it. And the guy telling me the story, he's a good friend of mine. This dude is a stocky little black dude who, I mean, he can hold his own. And he's saying, man, I was nothing in comparison to Avery. And it makes me think about how you feel about Trump. And cause we know somebody like this. You know somebody like, man, you better not make him call so-and-so. Or don't let so-and-so find out about this. And everybody be, ooh. You know what I'm talking about. You've seen them in the movies, even if you don't know one. And if you are one, you know what I'm talking about. Yes. Anyway, the president, he makes you feel good. They said this. At his June reelection campaign kickoff rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the president, who has often accused Democrats of dividing the nation, considered in detail his apocalyptic view of America under Democratic leadership. And he's right. It's funny how the Democrats, they pick and choose when they want to appreciate America and when they don't. You just listen to their speeches. You hardly ever hear a Republican go, well, I didn't like the country under this. They'll say, we suffered under Obama, but you know what? We always held, you know, we knew that underneath that dark cloud of despair, there was a, you know, shining house on the hill, whatever. We, no matter how bad things get, we still go, yeah, but it's America. I've had this conversation with many people. Kevin, we are this close to doom, and this happens in it. And I go, man, you don't get it. It is in our DNA to be successful, to survive. You just hang in there. Watch what happens. That's the way I feel. That's the way I bet many of you feel. They talked about Trump from the foot of Mount Rushmore on the eve of the 4th of July, previewing his violent reelection campaign rhetoric in the weeks that followed during widespread protest against police brutality. The president described demonstrations as a merciless campaign and a growing danger threatening to end America. Really? Previewing his violent reelection campaign rhetoric in the weeks that followed. Interesting. Yeah, you can tell how this writer was considering the president. Well, what I will tell you is he spoke from the foothills of the mountain range there that's got Mount Rushmore. Yeah, there, that's the one. You know that place. Come on, man. Anyway, he spoke from the foothills of Mount Rushmore. Meanwhile, Antifa was taking the air out of tires and leaving them in the middle of the road so nobody could get there. That's what they were doing. But, yeah, he's the one that's got the bad rhetoric. If Democrats believe this, I got to tell you, there are times where I just want to grab him by the throat and just punch him right in the freaking solar plexus, except my fist would be there. Okay, punch him in the face, because I get so sick of the total lies. But you know what? Every time I get into that mode, I go, yeah, but thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for these Democrats, because they show us exactly who they are. They said the president's campaign officials has promised the GOP to contrast what they see as Democrats' doom and gloom outlook with a program honoring the great American story. By the way, I can tell this is a British author. You guys didn't give me the origins of this report. Shame on you for my producers, but that's okay. But I know it is because they spell program with an M-E at the end and honoring with a U. So I know it's Brits now that are talking smack against our president. I got you guys clocked, you Brits. Anyway, it goes on to say this. GOP officials initially planned to host a convention in North Carolina, yada, yada, yada. I was going to go. Yeah, I got a buddy of mine. He called me up, says, Kev, I can get us in. We'll stay at the Ritz or, you know, some really nice hotel. I can get us in, but it's going to cost $2,800. And I said, that's all inclusive? He said, yes. I said, okay, I'm in. And then we got canceled. I mean, I was going to be hobnobbing, rolling with the big dogs, but they got canceled. And then he told me, he goes, well, you do know it's going to be in two locations. I go, well, where are we going to be? We got Ritz in both locations. He says, well, it's in North Carolina, and it's in an area of Florida. I forget where in Florida. And I was like, okay, well, what, where are we going to be? And he couldn't tell me. And I was like, so you want me to give you $2,800, and I don't even know where I'm going to be. But I agreed. I was going to go. But now it's just they canceled Florida. It's only North Carolina. They say it's going to be hundreds of participants, not thousands. Charlotte Convention Center. But the president, they say, may stay in D.C. Look, I don't know if any of this is true. You're going to know and you're going to see it. You're going to be able to see it. But here's what I will tell you. And I said this yesterday. I hope they do a much better job than these Democrats. I hope Donald Trump is smart enough to go, I don't want that. We're in day two. Is he? I don't know. I'm not watching. We come back, we're going to talk about how Biden and Harris are doomed regardless. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
So you guys have heard me talk about Biden Harris and the nature of this pick. Many people agree with me that this was not a pick made by Joe Biden. Joe Biden's mind is gone, and to be honest with you, it's such a demented pick that you would think Joe Biden actually made it, but no, I don't think he did, and I think many of you believe the same thing. I don't think Joe Biden is capable of doing that. One thing I think you should note, and I'm going to write about this, Kamala Harris is not allowed to pick her staff or anything like that. She is truly like a plantation Negro. They run everything for her. She's not bringing in her own people, spokesperson, none of it. And I don't even know. I'm curious as to who they make she's the official running mate. Who they make her spokesperson? Because, you know, they all get the people to sort of go out and say things for them. Now, they're supposed to be telling us what they think, but every now and then they got to do a little damage control. Kamala Harris has a lot of damage control, as does Joe Biden. But, and what's probably
the best synopsis I've seen of why these people can't win, I got to hand it to Newt Gingrich. Because here's what he wrote. As an observer of conventions and presidential campaigns going back to 1956, I am confident in predicting that this week's Democratic National Convention will be the high water mark before the collapse of the Joe Biden-Kamala Harris ticket. Wow. This is the high mark. I don't know if you guys saw Kamala Harris a couple nights ago, but she was, it was a horrible presentation. It was horrible. But you can find it for yourself. I can't do bad enough radio to explain it to you. Anyway, writes, as the ticket collapses, it will start to move into the 1972 George McGovern range of isolation from the American people. Ironically, the physical isolation of Biden over the last few months has slowed down the political isolation, which will presently occur. Three factors will lead to the collapse of the Biden-Harris ticket over the next 6 weeks. Now, as I said, I've said something similar on this very show, that the lockdown has backfired in so many ways on the Democrats. I could actually do an entire show on how the lockdown crushed leftist businesses. Conservative businesses are going to recover. We know it. Leftist businesses are many of them are completely dead. Because of that, they're now mad. They're mad at the very leftists that did it. And the cities are in triage. I don't know if you guys saw, but Portland, there are many companies now bailing out of Portland, leaving. They're saying, we're done. And I could go on. The school system, all the way, K-12, higher ed, decimated. Backfired. But it also backfired on the campaign because they used this lockdown to hide Joe Biden, and they accidentally showed us what a real Biden rally would look like and a real enthusiasm of the for the Democratic Party. I gave you guys poll numbers the other day. It's down 40-50% over the previous year. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, they didn't air it on CBS or whatever. It wasn't live. You know, they didn't do it live or whatever. You can have all kinds of excuses. Let me ask you this. In 2008, when Barack Obama was running, if they had said, we're going to do a virtual thing with Barack Obama, how many people do you think watch his virtual program? Yeah, well, you and I both know. They seek him out, and they find him. If they wanted to watch it, they would find it. They would go, you got to see it. It's on Cable Access Channel 2302. It would have been tweeted. It would have been all the social media would have had it, and it wouldn't have mattered where it was. He was going to get the hoopla. There is no hoopla for Biden. Anyway, here's what he goes on to say. Three reasons. First, Vice President Biden is clearly incapable of functioning as president. Every time he comes out from in hiding in the basement, it is embarrassingly clear that he cannot possibly negotiate with Chinese Communist Party Secretary General Xi Jinping or Russian President Vladimir Putin to any positive effect. He is performing weaker and weaker with each passing week. Even when his campaign can control every aspect of his events or appearances, there is something pathetic about Biden's inability to project strength or articulate any firm ideas. Chris Wallace captured the absurdity of a presidential candidate trying to hide his way to the White House with a basement strategy when he told Guy Benson, it's the dangdest thing I've ever seen. You've heard me talk about it. Gingrich goes on to reference various polls about Biden's cognitive abilities. And I got to tell you, I knew that 20% of Democrats were concerned. I think I saw Gingrich's poll, it was 39% of Americans are concerned. So clearly, more Republicans are concerned than Democrats, because if you do the math, you understand what I'm talking about. But long story short, it's a huge amount of people that are going, this is not right. This is weird. Well, I should say Republicans and independents, because 39% of the people polled, the entirety, not just Democrats, said we're concerned. So if only 20% of that is Democrats, of the 39%, you can see there's a plurality. There's a big number. Now, I don't know how many were Republican versus independent, but if 39% of the nation thinks you're too stupid, too demented to be president, you cannot win. They said, the second reason is Harris. As a presidential candidate, Harris has wavered between embracing the most radical positions and then opportunistically changing to more moderate positions when she got blowback. She was as unreliable in her position or policy positions as she was in her attacks on VP Biden. She aggressively attacked Biden on 4 different occasions and has since repudiated her own words. If Biden is exhausted and hiding in a basement, his running mate is energetically bouncing all over the place with no consistency or reliability. He says during the primary, Harris was at 15% support in July of 2019. She dropped as low as 3.5% by November. Even in her home state of California, she had dropped to 4th place behind Biden, Warren, and Sanders, and was only attracting 8% support from her own constituents before she dropped out. In fact, 61% of Californians thought she ought to drop out of the presidential race, according to a poll by the Berkeley Institute of Government Studies. It was done for the LA Times. What Gingrich is saying is, she brings nothing. The Democrats and propaganda media believe she'll be powerful in attracting the black vote. He called them African Americans. He says, this is undermined by the objective reality that in November 2019, after months of campaigning, a Quinnipiac poll showed Harris was 4th in attracting black voters. Biden 44%, Sanders 10%, Warren 8%, and Harris was down to 6%. Now, let me just stop there for the minute and do some math, okay? 44 for Biden, 10 for Sanders. That's 54. Warren had 8. That's 62. And Harris had 6, which takes him to 68. Now, all the other people were in the minutia. So let's throw in another 8%, 68, and call it 76%. That means Trump's around 20 to 24% using that logic. He says when Biden was drawing nearly 8 black votes for every 1 vote Harris was getting, why would the Democrats think adding her to the ticket was a smart idea? And they're seeing it backfire. Even black folks, look, personally, I don't care. I don't care if Harris is black or she calls herself an Indian or whatever. I don't really care. But I find it interesting that the Democrats, if they think the black vote has abandoned them over Harris, I'm not going to reiterate it because I've talked about it in previous shows. Go to download the podcast if you want it. But here's the third reason: radicalism. Gingrich essentially says the public is going to see how radical the Democrats have become. Harris and Biden were supposed to be centrist, and essentially they've adopted the AOC platform, the Ilhan Omar platform, all the radical aspects of the Democratic Party, so they no longer seem reasonable. The idea for Democrats was, don't go with one of these guys that's on the fringe. Let's get Biden. He's our best moderate. Between Biden and Elizabeth Warren, they thought we got this thing licked. Don't go that far. Don't swing the pendulum that far. Yeah. Well, you could add one more. The big rift, the big donkey in the room that AOC essentially brought out, pointed out when she says during her minute speech, don't vote for Biden, vote for Bernie Sanders because he represents us. Big chasms, folks. We gotta leave it there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.